Up next, Luna talks with Anna Paulina Luna, part of the Gingrich 360 Network.
The media, Hollywood, and government have become one and the same, orchestrating an effort to push an agenda on the American people. And big tech is silencing the critics, labeling any opposition as, quote, misinformation. COVID vaccine mandates are the largest chapter in this saga. People have questions and concerns. They deserve answers, not lectures. Information, not censorship, and truth, not lies. And the God-given right to freedom, not tyranny. Today, we try to give the American people what they deserve, the answers. And with James O'Keefe from Project Veritas. This is Luna Talks with Anna Paulina. Welcome back, everyone, to this Wednesday's episode of Luna Talks with me, your host, Anna Paulina Luna. As you know, over the last couple of days, we've really seen this massive push from Hollywood and some very famous people at that in regards to body autonomy and what people are putting into their bodies. So the first one was something that we actually covered in last week's episode with Andre, that famous dress designer that made the antithesis dress to AOC's Met Gala gown. But really, you heard a lot of pushback from Nicki Minaj, and it didn't just stop there. There's reporters that then started going after her family, and she really clapped back. Some of that can be visible online. Then we saw Rose McGowan, of all people, someone who I never thought that I would agree with on anything, really come to her defense and say, look at how they are treating her, essentially basically having her point out the fact that Hollywood is gaslighting Nicki Minaj. I want to play for you a clip. This is your warning now because it does use some strong language, but she went on her social media actually and did a rant. And I want to segue this into today's episode because later on in the show, we are going to be joined by James O'Keefe. He is the founder of Project Veritas. And if you haven't seen the videos that they dropped on Monday evening, these videos went absolutely viral. They have millions of views now. They were actually then taken off of Facebook, taken off of Instagram by having those platforms citing health warnings. So they removed them. But they had a viral clip that actually came out from an undercover Project Veritas, basically whistleblower at the HHS, so the U.S. Health and Human Services, of doctors explaining what they really felt about the vaccine. Now, hear what Nicki Minaj has to say.
Questions or thoughts they're having about something that they're going to have to put in their body. That this attack is this hateful and purposeful. You see, they have to get people who can just get up there and be like, "Y'all, yeah, child," and make women of color look fucking dumb. They can't deal with smart women. Whenever a smart woman challenges anything, they get called a bitch or crazy. Pick one or both.
You know, hearing her really give her perspective on what it's like to be a woman in Hollywood, a strong and very successful woman at that, and then ultimately being attacked and gaslighted because she decided to speak her truth about what's really happening with her family and her body autonomy and also to her health decisions. I think it's really, really showing that the media, Hollywood, and politics, especially liberal politics, are all one and the same. It's basically a orchestrated effort to really push an agenda with the American people. And it's great to see people like her clapping back. It's great to see the women, especially women in Hollywood. I mean, if you guys could see some of the people that she had commenting, you had literally A-list celebrities in her comments, some bloggers that are, I'm talking some of the most influential bloggers on social media. I mean, you had Timberland, you had Amreezy. These are some very influential. I'm talking people that have millions and millions of people that were engaging in this conversation. And of course, she's being made to look like a crazy person by, you know, CNN, by MSNBC, by all these different very liberal news outlets. So, and I don't even want to say just liberal. These are leftist news outlets, which are a difference. We'll get into that later on in a different episode. But, you know, leftist news outlets are attacking people and minorities, especially that are speaking out against this. So going into really what's happening in our country, what's happening with organizations like Project Veritas, for those who may not know, Project Veritas has been one of the, I'd say, key tip of the spear organizations in this country to really show the American people what true journalism is. And that is something that I do believe the American people have not had for a very long time. I can tell you that when I first met James O'Keefe, you know, it's different meeting a journalist when you're reporting on politics, right? But when you have a journalist that is literally surrounded by security guards, by, you know, body men, and then also too wearing a bulletproof vest because he realizes that the stuff that he is uncovering, the stuff that he is choosing to share with the American people could essentially get him killed. My hat goes off to him. He is a brave heart. He is a lion heart. This man is going to the forefront of many of these discussions where most people are too afraid to stand up and speak the truth. So they started teasing on Sunday that they were going to be dropping this video. And I don't think that anyone anticipated how viral this video would go because there's been so much disinformation and I think back and forth coming out of the Biden administration in regards to what we're seeing in this country with the vaccines, right? We first heard that Biden said that they would not mandate the vaccines. That is a clip that went rather viral and everyone seems to forget that. Then you had, you know, at the time, it was a candidate for office. So Kamala Harris saying that she would not take a vaccine and not to trust it. And then you're seeing really this force, not just within the military, but also too with government jobs and across the country, this effort to really not respect people's body autonomy. And I think that when you're talking about this argument, especially, it's important to see all sides of it, right? I was recently on a show and they said, well, don't you believe that the American people should be, you know, and sometimes protected from themselves and you should have government come in to mandate these things? And my response was that no, I don't believe that the federal government would ever be able to tell you what to do and to care for you better than you can care for yourself. This clip that I'm about to play for you comes from Dr. Maria Gonzalez. She's a doctor at HHS and she's actually on recording from a Project Veritas whistleblower talking about some of the research or questions, at least that she has, that I think a lot of American people are asking.
How come after 18 months we haven't had any research? Isn't that fishy to you?
It is super fishy.
It's not that it hasn't been done. It hasn't been published.
That's it all. Hasn't probably been done because the government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
So they publish this, right? And the American people are like, we need to see this video. And of course, no sooner do they drop these videos than Facebook takes them down. So that's why I want to share them with you today. Here's another clip of what you have coming out of HHS, also talking about more information in regards to what they're not sharing with the American people.
And now you got this guy in room 4 who got his second dose of vaccine on Tuesday, has been short of breath. Okay, now his BNP is elevated, D-dimer elevated, ALT, all his liver enzymes are elevated, his PT, PTINR is elevated.
He's got
prone
myocarditis.
Yes!
Oh, this is bullshit.
Let's see.
Probably myocarditis due to the vaccine.
Right.
But now they're not going to blame the vaccine.
This is also the same doctor talking about myocarditis, which is heart inflammation, and a young patient that had actually received that. And then after this, you actually have one of the nurses who sits down, who was one of the whistleblowers for Project Veritas, and listen to what she tells James O'Keefe.
The government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
Oh, this is bullshit.
Let's see. Probably myocarditis due to the vaccine.
Right.
But now they're not going to blame the vaccine.
Well, because they want to shove it under the...
Yeah.
Under the mat.
Why are you choosing to blow the whistle? Are you afraid they're going to retaliate against you?
Yeah. I'm a federal employee. What other federal employees do you see coming out?
But you put your faith in God.
Amen.
Isn't that something that we should all be doing at such a critical point in our country's history and at such a time as this? I am going to cut to a commercial break, and with that, we will be welcoming James O'Keefe, the founder of Project Veritas, again, one of the most influential journalists in, I'd argue, the history of the United States, and also someone that is risking his life, his reputation, and his livelihood to expose what's happening to the American people. Sit tight, and we'll be right back after this quick break. James, thank you so much for joining me here on Luna Talks. You guys had dropped an incredible video yesterday that automatically was censored on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. What is the current updates with what's going on and why do you think they're censoring you guys?
Well, Anna, they took down the video off Instagram and Facebook And we're still up on Instagram. We're still on YouTube. We're trending on Twitter right now, even though I'm banned on Twitter, which is quite ironic. In fact, I'm banned on Twitter, I'm suing Twitter, and we're trending on Twitter. So that's pretty extraordinary. But I think because the stuff is so damning. I mean, this is not my claim. I didn't claim anything. The individual human Health and Human Services federal government employee recorded what she saw, ER doctor at the hospital there, and myocarditis conditions and heart conditions that were not reported to the CDC. This is their words, not mine. And I think there's thousands of people on the fence right now that want to do what Jody did, but Jody just basically gave them permission to do it. So I think it's just an age-old tale of people out there at the tech companies being afraid that it's not the fact the story is false, but that it's true. And the more true it gets, the more damning it gets, the more they want to censor it.
Well, I can tell you that there are a lot of people sharing that information. And I think that for those that might've been on the fence, especially with what we saw over the weekend with Nicki Minaj taking a lot of flack for just literally telling people, hey, maybe you should consider what you're putting in your body. For you as a journalist, you're doing some things that I think a lot of people are afraid to do. I know that you've clearly probably gotten death threats. I know that people are basically out to get you because of what Project Veritas has done. What is your driving force behind what you're doing?
Justice. I would say it in a word, it's just justice. I think politics these days is mostly about the accumulation of power, and Veritas is about revelation, revealing the truth, revealing the reality of the world. And there is only one reality. There's only one truth. There's not multiple truths, at least not what I think. And I think freedom is the freedom to say, as Orwell said, 2 + 2 = 4, that you just go out there and expose what's going on. I've been through a lot in my life, and you know, jail and lawsuits many times. And I think that it's just you have to stop being afraid. And we, the people, and these insiders. I mean, Jody said it herself. She puts her faith in God, not man. So you really have to stop being afraid and stop surrendering to these people. Stop being worried if you're going to lose your account, like that means something anymore. Stop trying to lick the hand that feeds you and stop worrying about what the New York Times thinks about you. And the moment you really stop caring so much about the opposition and what they think about you is actually the moment you're free to be effective. I've learned that in my life. We all care a little bit, I guess, what they think. But when you really stop caring, you're able to make a difference. When you stop being afraid, you're able to make a difference. So the fear thing is something we have to get rid of. And I think you're starting to see that happen, Anna. You're starting to see thousands of people pissed off, millions of people pissed off, activated, willing to wear one of those little button cameras and go in and record what's going on.
So these people are approaching you guys actively. I mean, to have someone in the medical field as well approach you guys, say, hey, this is wrong, what's happening. I mean, how do people get involved? Because I know I have people listening to this show that are trying to figure out how they might help. And I think that this could be one of the ways.
Well, we get the messages are coming in that it's unbelievable. I mean, hundreds a minute. People inside every Disney and federal or federal agencies and military people messaging me. People in the military, in the Marines, in the Air Force. I'm not going to comply is what they tell me, and they don't know what to do. But what's inspiring to me is that all of these people have one thing in common. And this is for the first time, I've been doing this for 12, 13 years, that for the first time I've ever seen people put more value on the truth than they do their own livelihood. Usually it would take me months or a year for an investigative reporter to develop a source like this. Well, now there's 10,000 of these people that want me to send them cameras. I mean, we're sending out over 100 cameras this week. These are hidden cameras.
Wow.
And they say, I'm done, I'm fed up. I've been working for 20 years, I'm gonna expose it. This is my opportunity to expose it. So it's really inspiring. It really is. I know that we're living in dark times. I know it's probably going to get worse, but I think people are being pushed to the brink. And when people are pushed this far, they put so much value on sharing with people what is going on. So if your audience is, what do I do? Well, you can message Project Veritas. We have a whole call center here of people ready to take your phone call. We respond to every single message. It might take us a day, but we'll get to you. And we will help you. We will help tell your story. And we'll put you in touch with people who are going through what you're going through.
And as far as on social media goes, if people want to best help your organization, is it by sharing information? How can they best use their platforms? Because I know that they're going to come for you guys. They're going to come for the big accounts, but they can't suppress everyone.
I mean, listen, I'm banned on Twitter, but we're trending on Twitter. So they're not going to be able to stop. There's nothing that's going to stop Veritas. And here's why. The only way that I can be stopped is if I choose to stop. There is no external threat that's going to harm us because there are so many people that are activated. The best way to help our mission is to share our videos. And that you were seeing that last night on Instagram. People were uploading it to their stories. They were going on our Telegram channel, which now has a million followers. And they were taking down the 30, they can download the clip on Telegram and just save it to your iPhone. And they were uploading that 30-second clip in mass. So it's distribution by proxy. They did not anticipate this. The video on Twitter has millions of views, and I'm not even on Twitter. So it's just a matter of you guys downloading the footage and uploading it to your accounts. We're going to ask you to do that. Tomorrow, we have another installment of the series, this one inside a federal agency as well. And if I told you what this person was saying, it would evoke audible gasps from you. It's really bad. And it's as an undercover investigation, hidden camera footage as well. So like I said, what are they going to do? Ban me? Please do. And by the way, thank you, Mark Zuckerberg. I appreciate the help. I told you that you're going to do this and you did it. You played into our strategy. You are growing the story even bigger than what it is. So thank you, Mark Zuckerberg. I really appreciate it.
Well, we are so glad to have you on here and definitely going to be playing some of your clips from tomorrow, actually on our next episode, because as you know, they might try to suppress you, but they can't suppress all of us. And we're so glad to have had you on our show today. Last question. If people want to donate, where can they do that?
ProjectVeritas.com. We're a registered 501c3 charity with the IRS. That might shock you, but we have been for 10 years. And I guess when the IRS gave us the approval, they thought I was a Latin book discussion club or something, but we're a 501c3 registered charity. And we have a book coming out. All proceeds go to Project Veritas. The book, will announce it this weekend. It's called American Muckraker. It's for sale on Amazon. If you want to learn more about these themes of whistleblowing and fear and courage, it's called American Muckraker. You could buy it right now and we'll announce it this weekend. Stories coming out tomorrow. Please share it. Please follow us on Telegram and share our videos.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to following you as this story develops.
Thank you, Anna.
You heard it directly from James O'Keefe himself. As you know, this is something, and this is a time where we all have to take a stand. Don't be afraid of being deplatformed, honestly. I feel like life itself would probably be a lot more relaxing if people weren't on social media, because there is a lot of negative bombardment, but it's also a way that we can actually share information. I want to get into, though, the last thing. BLM is actually engaging in the topic of vaccine and proof of vaccination, i.e. the vaccination passports. We'll get into that right after this last commercial break. Sit tight. We'll be right back. All right. So I had posted on one of my channels for you guys to see that this was actually by the Daily Mail. They're reporting on it, that a Black woman who fought NYC hostess says they were racially profiled. And it turns out that BLM, of all organizations, is going to be organizing protests in New York City at the restaurant where a Black woman from Texas was asked for proof of vaccination. Who would have thought? You couldn't tell me last summer that I would ever agree with BLM doing something. Who would have thought that BLM is now getting on board to fight against proof of vaccination, basically people carrying papers in New York City, so that they can simply engage in society? It's a bizarre time that we live in, but I'm telling you, nothing short of completely understandable. A lot of people are afraid with what's happening. And you look at other places around the world, like in Hungary or what's happening in Europe, especially even in Australia, people don't want to be forced by their governments to do this. So I tell people, you know, if you look at what's happening, if we don't speak up now, we're going to lose those same freedoms that we had growing up as children. Our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our own children will not have those freedoms if we don't take a stand now. So this is your time to really fight back. And I say that metaphorically, because we know that if I say that and don't specify, that I'll probably get a knock on my door saying that I'm inciting violence, even though we clearly know that I'm not. The point is that we have the opportunity right now. And I do believe that moving forward into 2022, this is going to be a number one topic, I think, for many voters, not just in Florida, but across the country. And there's a lot, if you really look at what's happening with Florida politics, there's a lot that the Democrats are doing nationally to start funding candidates against the Republican candidates running in these areas, because they realize that places like Texas, places like Florida are really setting the precedence for the rest of the country and essentially the world in regards to putting people first over big government. And I think when you talk to your average person, I mean, to be honest with you, most people at least 10 years ago weren't following politics the way that people are following politics today. And it's not just us. It's people in Hollywood. It's people on these different social media channels that I never thought, you know, you'd have bloggers like Amreezy, who's a makeup artist, who has millions of followers engaging in this entire topic. And so it is opening the floor for debate. It is opening the floor for discussion. But again, if we are not working with legislators to pass the legislation in order to fix a lot of these suppressions that we are seeing coming out of big tech, it's going to be a problem. I can also tell you, as far as my podcast goes, and for those that are listening, we do have different ways of ensuring that this podcast gets downloads and views. But what we're finding out is that Google, on its actually SEO, they're actually suppressing not just my podcast, but also to Speaker Gingrich's. And I think that when you realize that these people are now trying to just get rid of the argument altogether, that's at the point in time where I think a lot of people get scared. And so I'm here to tell you that there's a lot of good people. You heard from it today. James O'Keefe is not giving up. And I ask you, what are you doing to get active within this fight? Are you taking a stand at your school boards? Are you organizing within your community to start, if you don't have a GOP or a local GOP group, are you actually getting involved to do it there? You know, we have the opportunity to make a difference, but there's only so many of us and we can all engage in that process. So that is my final words of wisdom for you guys today. Do not be afraid. It's going to be okay, but we have to take a stand for what's right, just like James O'Keefe is doing at Project Veritas. Make sure you guys tune back in for Sunday's episode. We'll be covering their next video dropping. You heard it from James. They have a really good one coming after this, and we'll be the first there to cover it. Before we go, I want to thank James O'Keefe again from Project Veritas for such a great interview, and I want to thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, please leave us a review and rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. To hear more of my episodes and get my weekly newsletter, go to Gingrich360.com/Anna. You can also find me on Twitter, Parler, Facebook, Getter, which is now my new favorite platform, and Instagram at RealAnnaPaulina. And a special thank you to producer Drew Steele, writer Aaron Kliegman, and executive producers Debbie Myers and Speaker Newt Gingrich, part of the Gingrich 360 Network.